resentment that Marie was getting off scot-free, that she was the only one suffering. Cassie had gone so far inside herself that even Marie couldn't reach her anymore. Her sister had started wetting the bed. Then her behaviour had started to change at school too. Cassie had started getting into fights, lashing out at the people around her, to the point where she'd almost been expelled for punching one girl in the face and giving her a black eye. That's when Maria decided that she needed to do something drastic. Something to stop her father from hurting Cassie any more than she was clearly hurting already. So, Marie had offered herself to him then. Squeezing her eyes shut, remembering how she had lain in his bed one night, waiting for him, how she'd been so willing to give herself to him, a sacrifice. Using herself as a bargaining card, just so that he would leave poor Cassie alone. But her father had simply rejected her. Not only that, but he'd got some kind of a sick power trip from humiliating Marie too, turning her down and marching her naked from his room. Then later that night, she'd heard them. Her father and her sister. Those disgusting noises. Cassie crying. Placing the photograph back down on the bedside cabinet, overwhelmed by memories, Marie Huston smoothed down her new, crisp, blue nurse's uniform before checking her hair was tidy in the mirror. Not a strand out of place. She was determined to make a good first impression today at her new job. After years of studying and training, she was working in the burns unit at Chelsea and Westminster Hospital. Today was finally her fresh start, her new beginning. Something to focus on which might, in some way, ease the burden that weighed so heavily upon her soul. She glanced back one last time at the face of her beloved, beautiful sister Cassie, feeling her tears threaten once more as she picked up the photo and kissed it gently. Marie had never meant for Cassie to die. Part 1, 2004. Chapter 1. Nancy Byrne's body was soaked in a thick film of sweat, her hair clammy trailing down her face and sticking to her skin. The pain in her body was so acute, so agonising that she thought she was going to pass out, or throw up again. She could still feel the slimy film that coated her teeth, the rancid bitter taste of hot burning bile in the back of her throat. All she wanted to do was collapse into an exhausted slumber and wake up when this was all over. Only there was no chance of that. Not with the continual pain that was building inside her. The feeling of her insides being ripped out of her. "I can't do this!" Nancy screamed as another wave of agony washed over her, the intensity building with every contraction. "You can, Nancy. Trust me. You can do this," Jan Barker said as she squeezed Nancy's right hand to offer the woman some encouragement. Having worked as a midwife at King's College Hospital for the past decade, Jan was certain that the young woman was almost there. She just needed to keep her strength up, to stay motivated. "A couple more pushes and that baby of yours is going to be here, Nancy. We're so close. You're almost there, darling." Nancy shook her head disbelievingly, glad that the midwife at least had some faith in her. "There's nothing left in me. Please, I really can't do this." Staring up at the clock on the wall, she'd lost track of time, but she knew she'd been in labour now for almost 20 hours. Her mother was at her side too. "Come on, Nancy," Colleen Byrne piped up, placing a hand on her daughter's head to show her affection. "The baby's almost here. You've got to focus, Nancy." In her element ever since the midwife had called her to the hospital as Nancy's next of kin, Colleen had been lapping up every minute of being involved with Nancy's labour. And what a privilege that was, witnessing her first precious grandchild being born into the world. Oblivious to the fact that Nancy didn't actually want her there, she smiled down at her daughter, offering her words of encouragement. "This little baby is coming, Nancy, whether you like it or not. You need to be strong for your child, darling," Colleen cooed, embracing the one opportunity she'd been given to finally be there for Nancy in her time of need. Maybe this was her chance to fix things with her daughter.